أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها مثاني تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء ومن يضلل الله فما له من هاد صدق الله العظيم. Ayat before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about those people whom Allah ta'ala had favored with Islam, and Allah said that that is a nur from Allah Rabbul Izzah. Some few ayats before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about His pious servants also, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ, those who listen very attentively to the Qur'an and they follow the best of the wahi and the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again speaks about the Qur'an, and Allah speaks about those that follow this Qur'an, this kitab of Allah Rabbul Izzah, some of the qualities and the effect that the Qur'an Kareem has upon them. Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadithi kitabam mutashabiham matani. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the best of all speech, kitaban, in the form of this kitab, the Qur'an Kareem. One is the speech of man, and one is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our speech cannot compare with the speech of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. The speech of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam cannot compare with the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of wahi that came down to the other Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, all that cannot compare with this Qur'an Kareem that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us. Allah has given us the best of all speech. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this Qur'an further, and Allah says, mutashabiha, that we will find that the verses of this Qur'an Kareem are very similar to each other. We will not find any contradiction. Sometimes, outwardly, there may be some apparent contradiction, but when we look into it, we will find that this Qur'an Kareem has to be the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ. Why don't they ponder on this Qur'an? Why don't man look into this Qur'an? If it was from anyone else besides Allah, then we would have found very, very glaring contradictions in this Qur'an. But we find that these ayat of the Qur'an Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has interlinked them to this extent that the commentators of the Qur'an Kareem used to often say that when we look at this Qur'an, we will find that some of the verses, some of the ayat of the Qur'an, they actually make tafsir of the other. There will be one verse in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be brief, and then Allah will explain that brevity in another ayah, and like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has interlinked all the ayats, and we will find that there is total harmony in the ayats of the Qur'an Kareem. Next quality Allah ta'ala says, matani, that we will find that these verses are often repeated. When we look from the beginning of the Qur'an, if we take some of the qualities of Allah, how many times does Allah not remind us that Allah is Rahman, that Allah is Rahim, Allah is Ghafoor, Allah is Ghaffar. When we look from the beginning of the Qur'an, we take Qiyamah, how many times does Allah in different ways not remind us about Qiyamah? And in that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has repeated it, so when we read it, more and more understanding comes and it impacts on the heart. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the reactions of those pious servants of Allah. تَقْشَعِرُ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. Those people who have the awe, they have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their hearts. What happens with them when the Qur'an is recited, or when they recite the Qur'an Kareem? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they begin to shiver. The actual expression here that is used, the equivalence will be in English, like how we say, something makes my hair stand. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has expressed it, that the hair will begin to stand when they hear or they recite the Qur'an Kareem. One is because of the understanding, but more importantly, Allah says, يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ, because they have the awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that awe is ever present in their minds all the time. ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم الى ذكر الله. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another way and more deeply Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expresses their feelings and their reaction to the Quran Kareem. Allah says, then their skin and their hearts become tender towards the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The skin becomes tender. In other words, outwardly also one can see the reaction and inwardly nobody will understand. But between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is this link. And all this because the remembrance of Allah is taking place. The Quran of Allah is being recited. The Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being recited. Who are these people? Allah say, ذَلِكَ هُدَى اللَّهِ. They are those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided. يَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ يَشَىٰ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides through it whomsoever Allah ta'ala so desires. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهِ. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misguides, whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deviates, فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادٍ. Then there is no had, there is no guide for such a person. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this beautiful Quran, and Allah describes the reaction of those that recite and listen to the Quran Kareem. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.